USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. The Supreme Court is expected to issue its ruling on access to a commonly used abortion pill Friday. The decision is set to come after the court extended a temporary stay on a Texas federal judge's ruling to halt production and distribution of mifepristone. A new Yahoo News YouGov poll found 51% of Americans say the Supreme Court should reverse the Texas judge's ruling. 22% of those surveyed said the high court should ban the drug. Manslaughter charges against Alec Baldwin have been dropped. Dave Collins has more.
The charges related to the on-set death while filming the movie Rust have apparently been dropped. Baldwin's attorneys in a statement said they were pleased that Alec was cleared in the case. Baldwin commented on Instagram, posting a photo of he and his wife with the words, "I owe everything I have to this woman." He also said, "And to you, Luke." Luke is one of his attorneys handling the case. I'm Dave Collins.
The U.S. is preparing for a potential evacuation at an American embassy in East Africa. Reports say about 70 staffers at the embassy in Sudan's capital have been sheltering in place as the conflict between Sudan's military and a rival paramilitary group grows. Back in the U.S., the governor of Oklahoma spending Thursday touring devastation left behind by tornadoes and severe storms outside of Oklahoma City. The towns of Cole and Shawnee, Oklahoma, hit hard, including a hospital in Shawnee that took significant damage.
Thank you to our first responders all last night, our firefighters, our highway patrol, the Shawnee Police Department. We're going building by building, making sure all the kids were safe and all the faculty was accounted for. And
three people died in the storms. The White House dismissing allegations the Justice Department is mishandling its investigation into Hunter Biden. The president's son is currently under federal investigation for potential tax crimes and charges he lied on a firearm purchase form. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive burger perfection flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
A fourth suspect is now in custody in connection with a mass shooting at a Sweet 16 birthday party in Alabama last weekend. Johnny Latron Brown faces four counts of reckless murder. 16-year-old and 17-year-old brothers, along with another 20-year-old man, were taken into custody earlier this week. The shooting in the small town of Dadeville killed four people and left nearly three dozen others injured. A Florida emergency alert test sent to phones in the wee hours Thursday woke up millions in the Sunshine State. State Senator Blaise Ingolia wants to pass a law ensuring it never happens again.
I'm going to introduce a bill that will prohibit the practice of sending out any test of that system in between the hours of 10 p.m. and 8 p.m., and I'm going to call it the Stop Wake Act.
He says this was actually a mistake. The alert was supposed to go on TV, but somehow ended up on everyone's phones. Republican Chris Christie says he's looking into a potential presidential bid while taking shots at Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis.
I don't think Ron DeSantis is a conservative, based on his actions towards Disney.
The former two-term New Jersey governor has made several media appearances offering blunt comments about DeSantis, who himself has not announced a run. And Twitter is starting to remove blue check marks for verified users who are not paying subscribers. That's one less tool users will have to be able to tell apart known sources from impersonators. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.